Holy Father, we love you, Lord. You are so good to us, Lord. We don't even deserve you, Lord. We don't deserve anything that you do for us. We don't deserve anything that we receive from your hand, except for by grace and mercy. We deserve hell, death in the grave. We deserve damnation for all eternity in hell. But Lord, you have given us your mercy and your grace so that we could have superabundance in our lives and that we would have all your blessing and every blessing in spiritual places. So Lord, we receive that today. We receive your grace and mercy today. We receive the promises of your blessings. We receive the promises of your word, everything that speaks to us individually and everything that speaks to us corporately. We receive it today by faith. We receive righteousness by faith. We receive a holy lifestyle by faith. We receive the mind of Christ, that we would think your thoughts and believe your word. We receive your understanding and your revelation, and that you would reveal to us the secret and hidden things, not only in your word, but also in life itself. We ask that you would open to us the hidden realm, that we would see all the things that are in secret places, that you would give us a wise and discerning heart to know what is right, true, just, and fair, and that we would walk in that which is right, true, just, and fair. We love you, Lord. We give you and surrender our lives to you, Lord. We yield our members to you as instruments of righteousness. We ask that we would have peace with God and peace with man in everything that we set our hands to do and everything that we do today. We just submit it to you, and we ask you to have mercy on us for everything that we have failed, but that we would have everything that we would do would please you and turn your heart to joy, Lord. We want to make you joyful, even as you make us joyful, Lord. We ask for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, to be abounding in our lives today. We ask that you would give us gladness of heart. We don't need strong drink or drugs to make us happy. We have your spirit, which is the greatest high in all the world, Lord. And so, Lord, we receive that, Father. We receive that joy. We receive that abundance of your spirit, Lord. The power and the influence of your spirit in our bodies, in our souls, and in our hearts and minds. Lord, let your attention be unto us in everything that we do, and let our attention be unto you in everything that we do. Let us walk with you in fellowship with your spirit today. Let us be led by the reins of our hearts, Lord. Let us be led by your spirit. Lord, let your admonition and your counsel and wisdom and advice and guidance be the compass of our lives today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. I dedicate this day to you and everything in it. And I dedicate these men to you today, Lord. I dedicate everything concerning them to you. We lay our lives down before you, Lord. We surrender ourselves to you and to your purposes. In the name of Jesus Christ, so be it. Amen. From this point forward, amen. So be it.